Have you ever had one of those complex trading ideas? Something that feels really unique, but it's just kind of swirling around in your head?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like a great concept you can't quite grab onto.
Exactly. And you imagine turning that idea into a fully automated system, something that executes trades, manages the risk, maybe even adapts, all without you having to write, a single line of code yourself.
That's the dream for a lot of people, isn't it?
It really is, and that power, that ability to bridge your thoughts and actual automated action. Well, that's what we're diving deep into
I'm
today.
welcome to the deep dive. This should be a good one.
Today, we are unpacking a really insightful newsletter. It gets into the cutting edge of AI-driven trading.
Yeah, it's practical too, not just theory.
It really is. It's a step-by-step guide almost to a new kind of empowerment in the markets.
Yeah, and the core of it is all about customizing your own trading strategies using PineScript.
Right, PineScript on TradingView.
But here's the kicker, right? The newsletter shows how AI just kind of dismantles that coding barrier.
That barrier that stops so many people.
Exactly. People with great intuition, great ideas, but maybe not the coding chops. AI sort of levels the playing field. It's a huge shift.
It is. So, our mission today is to really understand how AI is changing personal trading strategy development, taking your insights, your intuition, and turning them into something concrete, testable, repeatable.
Yeah, moving past guesswork, engineering your edge almost.
We're going to walk you through that whole process. We'll look at building an initial strategy, with help from something like ChatGPT.
Right, the starting point.
And then crucially, we'll get into refining it, enhancing it, giving it that edge.
Think of this whole deep dive as like a blueprint. You become your own financial architect.
Building systems that reflect your market view.
Exactly. Something solid, something you can actually trust because you built it, you tested it.
Okay, so let's unpack this shift in mindset first, because
Yeah.
it's more than just new tech, right? It changes the trader's role.
Totally. For ages, if you wanted custom indicators, custom strategies, you needed deep coding knowledge, specifically PineScript for TradingView users.
That was the gatekeeper, the absolute entry ticket.
Right. And honestly, a huge barrier for so many. You'd spend, countless hours just on syntax.
Or debugging those cryptic errors.
Yeah. Or trying to translate your complex idea into rigid code. It's tough.
Or you hired someone, which has its own issues.
Right.
Cost, communication.
Right. Losing that direct control. But AI, it kind of makes that wall just disappear. It's pretty liberating, actually.
What's really fascinating is how simple it makes the process, at least conceptually. You, the trader, you just describe what you want in plain
Your
English.
entry, your exit, when you want alert.
Exactly. And the AI takes that natural language and just writes the PineScript.
Wow, so no coding degree needed anymore?
Pretty much. Or even fluency. The technical hurdle gets way, way lower, almost invisible sometimes.
So you step into the architect role. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
AI does the heavy lifting, the code translation, but you're still the strategist.
You test it, you tweak it, you make it yours.
Aligning it with your philosophy, your risk tolerance.
It becomes less about, chasing hot tips or guesswork.
Right. And more about building rules you actually designed and trust.
It's about empowering your own intelligence in the market. Now, this whole approach, it isn't about finding some mythical holy grail system, is it?
No, definitely not. That leads to disappointment, usually. It's about establishing repeatable processes, things you can improve over time.
The source material is pretty honest about that. It mentions a starting win rate, just over 30%.
Yeah, which might sound low at first glance.
Right. People might think, only 30%.
But here's the key insight. It's not a failure, it's a foundation.
A starting point.
Exactly. A solid base you can learn from and iterate on. The goal isn't to stay there.
The goal is methodical improvement.
Right. Pushing that win rate up closer to maybe 80, even 90% through refinement and testing, it's a journey. Like building anything complex.
So the core idea here is empowering traders, even non-coders. Is that the gist?
Yes, AI lets anyone design complex trading rules. You bring the strategy, AI brings the code.
Okay, let's make this concrete. Dive into a practical example.
Good idea.
The newsletter highlights the Williams Alligator Trend Strategy, developed by Bill Williams.
The alligator, a classic.
Yeah.
And visually very intuitive.
It seemed like a great fit for this AI approach.
It really is. It's called the alligator,
Yeah.
because the moving averages look like its jaw, teeth, and legs.
Sleeping or hungry?
Exactly. When you see on a chart, the metaphor just clicks. It tells you something immediately about the market's state.
And what's fascinating is how each line represents a different trend speed. It gives you this layered view.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
So first you have the jaw. That's usually the blue line, slowest one.
The foundation.
Right. It shows the main long-term direction. Pointing up, generally bullish. Down, generally bearish.
Makes sense.
Then the teeth, typically red, medium speed, shows those midterm changes starting to happen.
Faster signal.
Yeah. And finally, the lips, green line, fastest, most sensitive, gives you those really early signals, nascent moves.
The first hint of a change, maybe?
Exactly.
So picture this. The lines spread apart, moving upwards. Jaw, teeth, lips, all aligned and separating.
The alligator's mouth is open.
Right. It's hungry. It's feeding. That's your signal for a strong uptrend. Clear direction, momentum. Soft laugh. Time to trade.
And conversely, equally important for avoiding trouble, when the lines cross over, get tangled up.
Weaving together tightly.
The alligator is sleeping.
Yeah. Clear signal, right? Stay out. Market's choppy, undecided, no clear trend.
Avoid the chop. Good time for the trader to sleep, too.
Exactly. But here's the thing. The alligator indicator, just by itself, it just shows you this stuff.
It's visual information.
Right. It doesn't act, doesn't place trades. So our goal with AI here is to turn that visual insight into a full strategy.
One that generates its own buy and sell signals based on those lines crossing.
And crucially, one we can backtest rigorously, see if it actually worked historically.
It's like switching your car from manual to automatic.
Oh, I like that analogy.
The car, the underlying market, is the same. But driving it becomes easier, more systematic.
Lets you focus on the road, not the gear shift.
The AI handles the shifting.
So the alligator indicator helps us see the trend, but AI helps us act on it. Is that fair?
Exactly. AI converts visual signals into automated actions. That's the core transformation. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. The actual process.
The rubber meets the road.
We understand the alligator visually. Now, how do we use ChatGPT or a similar AI to turn that into code, into something that acts?
Right. So step one is pretty simple. You go to TradingView, find the standard Williams alligator indicator.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that little curly braces icon.
Yeah.
Click that. It opens the Pine Editor. You just copy the existing source code.
So you grab the original blueprint.
Exactly. That's your starting point, your raw material.
Then you talk to ChatGPT. And this isn't just casual chat, you said.
No, definitely not. You need to be precise, give it clear constraints, detailed instructions.
Like giving an architect a detailed blueprint.
Perfect analogy. You give it both the source code you copied and your specific trading rules.
Okay. And being explicit is key.
Paramount. Use PineScript terms, if you know them, or describe their function clearly. Things like strategy.entry for buying.
Strategy.exit for selling.
Dia.crossover for an upward cross. Gita.crossunder for downward. Avoids ambiguity.
Makes sense. So what kind of prompts do you give it?
Well, first, you set the stage. Tell it its role. Something like, you are a skilled PineScript version 6 developer, expert in both indicators and strategies.
Establish its expertise.
Right. Then lay out the rules. For alligator example, long entry rule. Go long when the green line, lips, crosses the blue line, jaw, to the upside.
Simple, clear trigger.
And the exit. Close long rule. Close long when the green line, lips, crosses any of the other two lines, jaw or teeth, to the downside.
Okay, covers entry and exit. What else?
Then the really crucial conversion stuff. You have to tell it explicitly. Convert all indicator code to strategy code. They're different beasts.
Right, indicators, plot, strategies, trade.
Exactly. Also, tell it to avoid unsupported code related to time frames and gaps. Define them explicitly. That's a common snag.
Got it.
And importantly, strategy code should also plot the same information to preserve visuals with plot offsets set to zero. You still want to see the alligator on your chart.
Makes sense. Keep the visual aid.
And a really critical one for this example. Crucially, only go long and flat. Never trigger a short position. Simplifies things. Focuses on uptrends.
Okay. Long only.
Then you need to guide it on the strategy's operational settings for backtesting. This is vital for realism.
Like initial capital, commission, slippage.
Precisely. You'd say, use specific default parameters for the strategy function. You list things like name, maybe prepend AI, overlay true, initial capital 1,000, default Kavinsky type strategy dot percent of equity, default Kavinsky's value 100.
Sizing based on equity.
Right, and realistic costs. Commission type strategy.com, commission dot percent, commission value 0.1, slippage 3. These are crucial.
So you bake in the trading costs from the start.
Absolutely. And tell it how to set them. Set commission and slippage directly as arguments in strategy. Don't use separate variables. Also a PineScript quirk. Avoid line brace when calling functions in ifs, loops, etc., except for new function definitions. Helps avoid syntax errors.
Good tip.
Add user inputs for start date and end date, say January 1st, 2018 to December 31st, 2069, for flexibility. And definitely remind it, do not use look ahead, and it's cheating.
Because it lets the strategy see the future in backtests.
Exactly. Makes results look amazing, but totally unrealistic.
Wow. That is incredibly specific. The detail matters hugely here.
It really does. Garbage in, garbage out, right? Precision in the prompt leads to precision in the code.
So once ChatGPT gives you that code, you paste it into the Pine editor on TradingView, hit compile. But what if you get errors? Which happens, right?
Vulnerable admission. Oh, I still wrestle with prompt drift myself sometimes. Or just getting the syntax exactly right on the first try. Yeah, errors happen.
So you don't panic?
Definitely not. You just screenshot the error message in the editor or copy the exact text.
And then back to the code, line by line.
No, that's the beauty. You take that error message, go right back to ChatGPT and just ask, what happened here? How do I fix this code?
Seriously, it understands PineScript errors.
Remarkably well. It'll explain the problem and usually give you the corrected code snippet. It's like having an expert coder sitting next to you.
So it's not just a one-shot code generator. It's an iterative partner.
Yeah.
For debugging and improving.
Absolutely. It's a co-pilot for developing and refining code. Helps you fix things fast.
Okay, compile error fixed. Now it's running. Time for backtesting and looking at the stats.
It's exactly. The fun part. You look at the strategy tester tab. Key things. Net profit, obviously. Max drawdown. How big was the biggest dip?
Crucial for a risk tolerance.
Hugely. Sharp ratio risk-adjusted return. How much bang for your buck risk-wise.
And the list of trades itself.
Yep. See, every single trade.
Mm-hmm.
Entry, exit, profit loss, this is where the real learning starts.
Because you look for patterns.
You specifically look for the biggest losing trades. That's critical, like forensic analysis.
By the losers.
They often reveal the core weakness, the Achilles heel of the strategy.
Yeah.
For this alligator example, looking at the big losses screamed one thing. No stop loss.
So trades were just running into huge losses unchecked.
Exactly. The solution was clear. Add a stop loss.
Which is basically an automatic exit order if the price moves against you too much. Fundamental risk control.
Right. So, armed with that insight, back to ChatGPT you go. New prompt time.
Okay, what's the new prompt?
You want a dynamic stop loss, not just a fixed price. So you ask it to use the ATR average true range.
Explain ATR quickly.
Sure. ATR measures market volatility. How much the price typically moves in a period. High ATR means wild swings, high volatility. Low ATR, calmer market.
So the stop adjusts.
Exactly. It widens in volatile markets to avoid getting stopped out by noise and tightens in quiet markets to protect profit. It's smart.
So the prompt would be something like,
this strategy is working but has large losses. Please add a stop loss using the ATR indicator to make it dynamic and adjust to market volatility. And paste your current working code again.
Got it. Provide context.
Always. The final code then gets user inputs for at Rollin, the look back period for ATR, and at Malt. The multiplier how many ATRs away the stop should be.
Giving you control over the sensitivity.
Right. The code calculates the stop level, typically entry price minus at Malt for a long trade.
And implements it.
Yeah, using the strategy.exit function, linked to your entry. It's elegant, powerful, and adaptive risk management. Really shows that iterative loop in action.
Mid-roll sponsor read. All right, so you've got a working strategy. It compiles, it runs, maybe the ATR stop loss helped the drawdown. But the journey isn't over.
Not even close. Now comes the refinement, adding an edge.
That statistical advantage that separates winners from losers long term.
Exactly. And the key here is discipline. Add only what you can truly justify. What genuinely helps without just adding complexity or overfitting.
You mentioned orthogonal filters. What does that mean again?
Think of them as independent checks. If your main system follows the trend, like the alligator, an orthogonal filter checks something different, like momentum or volatility, not just another trend indicator.
Got it. Different dimensions of the market.
Right. Reduces redundancy, gives a more robust signal. You might look at things like RSI or stochastic RSI.
Momentum oscillators.
Yeah. They help avoid trades when the market is overextended, too high or too low, likely to snap back, or when it's just listless, going nowhere.
Filtering out low probability setups.
Precisely. Or the ADX average directional index.
What does that do?
Measures trend strength. Helps you skip choppy, sideways markets where trend systems get whipsawed. Only trade when there's conviction.
Makes sense. What else?
Super trend is another good one. Can act as a dynamic trailing stop, locking in profits, or just as another exit confirmation signal.
Adds another layer of adaptive
And
management.
don't forget time filters. Super important, especially depending on what you trade.
Like avoiding weekends or specific low liquidity hours in crypto.
Exactly, where spreads widen and slippage bites you. Simple filters can save you real money just by avoiding bad conditions.
And you mentioned a key feature for these filters,
Yeah.
an input toggle.
Oh yeah, crucial. A simple on-off switch in the strategy settings for each filter
Why is that so important?
allows instant AD testing. Click it off, see the results. Click it on, see the results. Makes it easy to judge based on data if a filter is actually helping or hurting overall performance.
Smart, data-driven decisions. Okay, filters are one part. What about stress tests?
Vital. Absolutely vital for avoiding self-deception. You need to make sure your strategy isn't just overfit.
Like that tailored suit analogy fits perfectly on one historical data set, but falls apart anywhere else.
Exactly. We want robustness, adaptability. So first, multi-asset test.
Try the same logic on different but related assets.
Yep. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, for example. Minimal parameter changes. If it only works on Bitcoin and collapses elsewhere, big red flag for overfitting.
Okay, what else?
Multi-time frame test. Run it on daily, 4-hour, maybe 1-hour charts.
Stats will differ, but the core logic should hold.
Right. The basic behavior, the edge, should still be visible. If it completely breaks on a different time frame, it's likely not robust.
And the repainting check sounds important.
Super important. Stick to standard, well-known indicators if possible, or code you fully understand. Then watch it live.
On like a 1 minute or 5 minute chart.
Yeah. Make sure past signals don't change or disappear after the fact. Repainting makes backtests look incredible, but fails miserably live. It's basically cheating the test.
So stress testing is really about building confidence that your system isn't just lucky, but genuinely robust.
Exactly. It's about building something that can hopefully weather different market storms. Longevity, reliability.
And then risk structuring sounds critical.
Oh, absolutely crucial. Often missed by beginners. First, position sizing.
You mentioned percent of equity is okay for testing.
But for live trading,
Yeah.
no way. You need a fixed dollar risk per trade or a fixed fraction of risk relative to your capital. Don't bet the farm, ever. Consistent, small risk.
Protects your capital.
And second, stops before filters, always.
Game.
Your stop loss is your primary defense. Exit fast if your trade idea is wrong. Filters come after that.
Filters reduce bad entries, stops manage risk on entered trades.
Precisely. Filters optimize entry, stops protect capital, don't confuse them. And finally, fee and slippage realism.
Be honest about the costs.
Yes, start with maybe 0.1% commission, 3 ticks slippage, but tune them up for less liquid markets or assets. Those costs are real and can kill a seemingly profitable strategy if you underestimate them.
It seems like all this filters, tests, risk comes back to a core idea from the source. Fewer trades, more signal.
Yeah, exactly. Quality over quantity. The example using Gaussian plus stochastic RSI filters showed this.
How so?
By being much pickier about entries, even with far fewer trades, they can maintain net profit but drastically cut drawdown and fee burn.
Less churning, less risk, same or better outcome.
That's the template. Efficiency, precision. That's the goal for ongoing improvements.
So building the initial strategy is really just step one. The real work is the continuous, rigorous testing and refinement.
Right. It's about constant iteration and validation to build robustness. That's where the sustainable edge comes from.
The source material is pretty upfront about this journey. It says your starting win rate might be modest, that 30% figure again.
Yeah, and that's okay. It's realistic. Not a failure, just the starting line.
But the roadmap from there, it's clear.
Totally. If this stuff interests you, the deep dive continues. It's that ongoing process. Tune, test, ship new versions.
Iterating towards those stable, high win conditions,
Yeah.
80%, maybe 90% plus.
That's the target, that consistency.
And it's not just wishful thinking. It's based on the workflow we've discussed.
Right, that systematic process helps you refine without curve fitting.
Avoiding that trap of optimizing perfectly for the past, making it useless for the future.
Exactly. We want something adaptable, robust, a general fit, not fragile perfection. Principles that last.
The whole thing is iterative, systematic, and AI accelerates every step towards that goal.
Massively accelerates it.
Moment of wonder. Whoa, I mean, just imagine scaling that kind of analytical power, iterating thousands, tens of thousands of times, using AI to find those truly robust signals across markets, across time frames.
It's mind-boggling potential, isn't it?
It really changes the game, not just for individuals, but maybe for market efficiency itself.
So a high win rate is achievable, but really only through a disciplined AI-assisted process that focuses on that constant improvement and robustness.
Yes, disciplined iteration with AI leads to higher stable win rates, moving beyond luck into engineered probability. So let's wrap this up. What's the big idea here for everyone listening?
I think it's that AI is truly democratizing sophisticated trading strategy development.
It's taking it out of the hands of just the elite coders and quants.
Exactly. You don't need to be a Pine Script wizard anymore. You can articulate your vision, your rules in plain language.
And AI translates it into functional, testable code.
Bringing your market intuition to life, basically.
It shifts your role from coder to architect, empowering you to build those repeatable, trustworthy rules. We saw the whole process, identifying opportunities like with the Williams alligator.
Back testing, iterating with stops, rigorously stress testing.
It's all about using AI to move from gut feelings to data-driven decisions.
Building that systematic edge in the market, step by step.
This deep dive really showed how powerful AI can be in a very practical context. Trading is just one example.
We hope it sparks some ideas for you, how you might apply these principles, maybe in trading, maybe somewhere else entirely, any data-rich field, really.
We got into the nuts and bolts today, using AI to customize trading strategies, making them truly your own.
So here's a little challenge for you. Try describing a simple rule you use or have thought about. Could be anything. See if an AI can automate it or write code for it.
You might be surprised what's possible now.
Definitely.
And here's a final provocative thought. If AI can build custom trading strategies just from conversation, what other complex rule-based systems in your life, maybe your work, maybe hobbies, could be automated and optimized just by talking to an AI?
Where else can your ideas become actionable code? Food for thought.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Until next time, out to your music.